This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
A lot of storylines from Sunday's 23-6 win over the Vikings, in addition to Emmanuel Wilson's rushing and Micah Parsons' pass rushing. Isaiah McDuffie started in place of the injured Quay Walker and got his first pick of the season.
Oh, it's a great feeling. That's the goal every time you drop back in coverage, you know, so definitely just a great feeling.
McDuffie remembers the Packers going 1-5 against the NFC North last season. He's excited to see him get off to a 2-0 start this year.
It's huge. That's the first goal of the year, is to win in North. And we know anytime we play those guys, it's going to be a physical game, and you got to pin your ears back and, you know, got to go to work.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
When Keyshawn Nixon went down with a stinger on Sunday, Kamal Haddon took over and was solid in his work on the outside. Matt LaFleur said he's not sure about Nixon's status for Thursday in Detroit, but Haddon will be ready. He played as a youngster at Ford Field and is excited to be going back.
It was like Little League game, Pee Wee. We used to do it like 50-50, so we were so young. Like, the Pee Wees would play down here on half the field, and then the Tiny Mites would play over here on the other half of the 50, so it was stuff like that.
Kamal has a lot of fond memories about Thanksgiving Day football in Detroit.
I go back and just watch the old school games, you know, when like Calvin Johnson and all them guys was there. It really haven't hit me yet, probably will when I go back home and, you know, all my family and stuff at the game.
I'm Bill Scott. I'll have more from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.